You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde. King County wants to make information about restaurant health inspections a little bit more public. It's already being done in some other U.S. cities. Los Angeles, for example, posts letter grades in restaurant windows. These are based on health code violations. You'll see an A or a B or sometimes a C. And the goal there and here is to try to make it safer for the public to go out to eat, to avoid E. coli and other kinds of foodborne illnesses. Here, it's still in the early stages. Public health officials say they expect to have the plan in place next year, but they're working right now with stakeholders to develop a plan to make these restaurant health inspections more transparent. In fact, they had a meeting just yesterday about it, and Becky Elias was there. She's in charge of the Food Protection Program for Seattle and King County Public Health. Hi, Becky.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So why does the county think that now's the time to explore this possibility or this reality, I guess, of making health inspection information a little bit more public?
I think now is a good time because people are particularly engaged in the topic. The county has prioritized making information available to the public for a long time. Since 2001, we began posting our inspection results online. So people can go online and look up any establishment by name or by zip code and see the full history of inspections of that establishment and how they do. And also, whenever we have a closure, we make sure that that's available for people through social media. We post it on our website and on Facebook and on Twitter. But we are hearing from people that they want more than that, and they want assistance in drilling down that information so it's more easy to understand. And so we're hearing that feedback and wanting to respond.
And Los Angeles actually mentioned earlier posts letter grades in restaurant windows. I don't know if you've been there, but I've seen it. Also, New York City does it now. Fairly recently. And as I understand it, most places down in LA are getting A's, but there are a few that are out of compliance that get B's. Some get C's, and beyond that, they actually end up closing if they get two of those below C ratings. What are the advantages, maybe, and disadvantages of going to a system like that, do you think, and what's being talked about here in Seattle and King County?
Sure. Well, advantages that come with it is that, one, it's more information for the public, so people are that much more equipped to make a decision for themselves. Another advantage to it is that it has the potential to be a really good incentive system for establishments, that they know that their performance is going to be made public on the front of their establishment, right at the front door, and so it gives them that much more reason to do it. Some complexities to implementing a system like this is really getting down into the details of what information is used to determine what is an A or a B or a C, and is that determination really an adequate portrayal of risk, and is it something that conveys that risk to the public? Another complex.
So it's kind of like when you're a kid, are the grades fair becomes an important question,
right?
Especially if you're a restaurateur.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are the grades fair? And then another component to it is making sure that whatever that indicator is, if it's an A, a B, or a C, if it's a color system, a red, yellow, green, or if it's a smiley face system, a happy face, a straight face, or a frowny face, does that give the right message to the public? And with letter grades, we've heard feedback from people that a C might not sound so bad because we're used to the academic system that goes all the way to an F. And so if we see it.
That's the old, nowadays there's a lot, everybody gets an A, right? Are there any places that try the smiley face system, and how does it work out for them?
Yeah, we've actually been looking into it, and smiley faces globally tend to be the most common. So they're not used as often in the United States. We found only one jurisdiction in New England that uses smiley faces as their measure, but they don't post those smiley faces in the window. And then when we look globally, that's where we see that the smiley face system tends to be much more common and is a more universal communicator. We're not sure that that's where we're headed. We're just trying to pull what's existing out there to inform our discussion for what we choose.
It's interesting, though. I mean, if you saw the frowny face, I mean, who's going to go into that restaurant?
Right. It's a pretty clear message.
So how else do you think we might improve on what they have, or what are some other ideas about how we might improve on what's been explored so far in Los Angeles and New York?
Well, one thing that we are prioritizing is making sure that there's an active stakeholder engagement process as we develop a system, so that we're designing a system that has, in the process, food operators and people who are using food every day, so that they say that this metric would matter to them, that there are people from the public who are able to say, this would resonate with me, I would understand what this means, and this is my priority. And then we're also having food safety experts at the table, and also researchers from our colleagues from Washington State University were there also to inform the discussion, to say, how might we evaluate this and how can we see how it will work?
Becky Elias is in charge of the Food Protection Program for Seattle and King King County Public Health, and she's telling us about plans they've got. They're sort of in the works to make the restaurant health inspection grades here more publicly available. This will be happening in 2015, but there's a stakeholder process happening right now. You mentioned the different folks that are involved. Are average citizens involved? Can average citizens comment about what they want, what they need?
Yes, and we absolutely welcome that. So we have available on our website a place for public comment right now, and we will soon be posting dates for some subcommittee meetings for people to engage specifically on the topic of restaurant reporting. We actively welcome participation, people's comments, and participation in those work groups.
I have to ask, so we were talking about Los Angeles a little bit earlier, and they had their system in place, I think, in the late 1990s. Mm-hmm. It's 2014 now. We're just at the point where we're actually studying what to do. It won't go into place till 2015. So I think some folks out there in our audience who may have contracted foodborne illness are wondering to themselves, why now? Why not sooner? Why did it take so long to get to the point where we got a planning process in place?
Well, like I said, it's been a priority for the county to have this information available, and we've been posting restaurant inspection reports since 2001. There are a handful of jurisdictions around the country who do window placarding of some kind, and it actually positions us very well right now to look and see what they've done and what's worked there and what hasn't worked there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying from 1998 to 2014, sure. Why did it take so long to start to plan a process? I mean, you haven't been planning since 98, have you?
We have not been planning this specific process since then. We've been making information available in a way that made sense to us at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've been talking with our colleagues who have been doing window placarding and looking at the research, there's been some debate about how to best convey that information in a window placard.
But not for 14 years plus.
Well, they've been conducting the research over the time to see that. So
Okay. The
way most placards work in most places is that the placard itself is an indicator of a single inspection that mm-hmm. that establishment has had. And there have not yet been examples where people are doing a placard that show the trend of behavior in that restaurant over time. And it seems like a small difference, but it's significant to us because food safety is a behavior every day. We mm-hmm. conduct 35,000 inspections annually within King County, but we're not in a restaurant every day. And so we want to have a system that conveys food safety and conveys risk in a way that appropriately demonstrates how a restaurant may be behaving day after day after day after day.
All right, so 2015, that's when it's going to happen. Yelp and some other websites are currently making this information available in other cities. Is that something that the city and the county are considering, is making this stuff available not just in restaurant windows, but perhaps online at sites like Yelp, I think?
It's certainly something that we're open to. We know that that's happening in a couple of cities around the country, and it's something that we're willing to explore. We've heard from constituents that that's an avenue that they would like us to pursue, and so we're looking to see how that would fit. And it's important to think about the Yelp component or the restaurant placarding system, that those are all components of a broader food safety education campaign. And so we think that those fit together well, but there's no one piece that will be the solution to it.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, too.
Becky Elias is with King County Public Health. Once again, the county and the city of Seattle are going to make information about restaurant health inspections more publicly available. Perhaps there'll be signs in windows in 2015. It's The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.